For a large multi-cell like a quasi-linear convective system or a high-precipitation supercell, the mark is part of and connected to a deep gust front forming the updraft-downdraft interface, also called a deep convergence zone or a updraft-downdraft convergence zone, UDCZ. Visually, this UDCZ appears like a shelf cloud. The environmental air flowing up and over the cold pool would yield a radial velocity represented by the warm-colored vector. Likewise, the descending air in the cold pool would yield a radial velocity by radar, as seen by the blue horizontal arrow. The velocity difference would appear as radial convergence, as seen in this vertical cross-section intersecting the gust front. The lower, maybe negative, radial velocity lies behind the maximum, maybe positive, radial velocity relative to a radar along a single radio. I say maybe positive or negative because the absolute value of the individual radial velocities depends on the viewing angle and whether a motion was subtracted away from the radial velocities, like with the SRM product. Always know where your radar is located, that is the RDA. In this case, it's to the right of each panel.